So do you think it's possible to stay well using steroids continuously in the bodybuilding or for that matter, any other sport?
Absolutely not. It's a very addictive drug, and I know that we spoke about this. I did it for a short period of time, and breaking away from it in itself was a tremendous growing experience for me simply because it is addictive, and you're shedding away a little bit of identity when you move away from using those drugs because they do create a lot of power, a lot of size, and there's a psychosis that's associated with it too. And when you move away from that whole world, there's a period of time where you're readjusting your train of thought and your mindset. But the growth that I experienced and it was incredible just because I had to rely on my inner self to guide myself for a while and keep my mindset away from that old arena. But it's much healthier to be training naturally. I train naturally. I run every day and I work out every day, and it's just a part of my health and fitness program. No drugs involved.
I can see in you excellent health, and so obviously maintaining an active lifestyle that includes exercise and fitness and running and cardio and stretching is definitely the way to go.
That's right. And I mean, I incorporate a running program, a bodybuilding program, and I do yoga, meditate every day. These principles were still part of my program in the early stages of my training, visualization being a major part of my training program. But I started out as an individual looking to build a body healthfully and reached a point where I was competing in a circuit that was full of drugs and knew that I had to compete using anabolics at this North American level. And unfortunately, I made that decision. I did it, but it was a great experience because I learned a lot, and now I'm back on track.
Well, and certainly what you've gained and now what you're sharing is going to help a lot of people rethink the matter and perhaps have some consideration about the overall long-term effect of some of the alternatives.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about insulin chemistry and health. I know that's been a primary focus in your research and study. Can you tell our listeners what insulin resistance actually means? What does this term insulin resistance mean?
Well, insulin resistance is a condition that we all face as we age. And it involves the cells of our body that are normally responsive to insulin. They become resistant or desensitized to our insulin secretions.